Good morning, brothers and sisters. So we continue parables of Jesus last week and then this week. We've got four parables in progression. It was the sower and the seed last week, and today we have three: the wheat and the weeds, the mustard seed, and the leaven and the flour. And through this, Jesus is painting a picture of life in the kingdom of heaven. So again, a recap last week. The sower and the seed. Jesus is the sower. The seed is the word of God that goes out to all of us. And we all have that seed in us. And depending on the soil of our heart, the condition of our heart is to determine whether that seed will grow and flourish. And Jesus promises that if we are open, the seed will bear much fruit. Today's parable, the longer one, of the wheat and the weeds, our Lord is helping us to remain patient and to not judge others and ourselves. There are wheat and weeds, and so the kingdom of heaven is a seed growing, but there is an enemy that has sown weeds, and that enemy is the devil. Weeds in this scripture are specific. There's a weed called darnel, which actually looks a lot like wheat in its first stages of growth. You can't really tell the difference until it comes to fruit. But that weed is actually poison. But the master in the parable says, just wait, it'll be sorted out in the harvest. So God calls us to be patient and just wait. He will sort it out in the end. Now these weeds, the church fathers had different ideas of what that might be. St. John Chrysostom said it was evil persons that are going to be collected up. And again, in this passage, the Lord says, be patient and wait. And I think that's God's mercy. Even those that we perceive that might be evil, that systems of evil that occur in our world, we need to be patient for God's mercy and redemption. We don't know, and we shouldn't judge. Another church father, Origen of Alexandria, talked about it as evil opinions. So he's talking about sometimes that evil seed is actually in each of us. The enemy is trying to sow things in our lives. So we live in an imperfect world, and we are imperfect. But perhaps we question, why doesn't God take this out? It is a mystery. But we got to be confident that God loves us and that part of this struggle involves our freedom to choose Him and to love freely. I was at confession yesterday, not with Father Norm, but somebody else. And I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And the good confessor says, Andy, we're never going to be perfect. And God gives us a lifetime to allow this to flourish. So I'll be patient too. I've heard also that a different writer said that we all have those seeds of potentiality within us, the seeds of the kingdom and the weeds. It's like a garden in our life, and it really depends what we cultivate. What we water, what we nourish is what will flourish. So we need to be careful. And what we don't want to grow, we need to neglect and allow it to wither. And of course, we trust in the Holy Spirit to bring the life and the abundance from that. Okay, on to the next two. And they're much shorter, mercifully. The mustard seed and the leaven. These two speak of our lives individually and as a community. Our life in the Spirit is like that mustard seed. It's the smallest of seeds that will grow to be the largest of plants. If it flourishes, then it's not just for us, but it's for everybody else. And collectively, this leaven, our lives as a community are like leaven in the flour. It is very small, but its influence is mighty. To give you some example, 3 measures of flour could feed 100 people. This small community, if living a life in the Spirit and in love with the Lord, can make a great difference in the much larger community. Both the mustard seed and leaven tell us God can do great things with small, seemingly insignificant beginnings. So what might this look like today? Individually, if our seed of faith grows up strong and into maturity, we then can know and experience Jesus and the Holy Spirit in a daily, tangible way. Our faith becomes a source of joy and peace, even in the midst of our struggles and our challenges. We are aware of gifts given to us by God that take us beyond what we can naturally do to be faithful to our vocation, to meet the responsibilities that God gives us. We'd see the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we would be filled with confidence and not fear to be able to share our faith, to be missionary disciples, because of the great good things God has done in us. And as a community, with St. Vincent Parish, we are a church on a hill, but how much brighter could we be, where people could see this place and say, what is going on here? Their faith is alive. There's just a different spirit here of things that are going on. People see the love of God. Sisters and brothers, we have discerned our mission and vision as a parish of St. Vincent. It's written down on paper. Our mission at St. Vincent is to be a welcoming Catholic community called together by Jesus Christ and guided by the Holy Spirit to live and share the love of God in our parish and in our daily lives. And our vision is to be a vibrant Catholic parish that fosters lifelong faith formation, evangelization, and community outreach centered in a daily relationship with Jesus Christ. And there are many good things happening. We feed the hungry. We educate the young. We provide sacraments to the young and old. We have good programs, and we are doing new outreaches into the community that I don't see being done anywhere else. Visiting pastors have commented several times that they see a joyful spirit here. And we do a lot with the resources that we have. But dare we dream for more? What could it be? Our parish could witness that Christ is alive and well and making a difference in people's lives. Our love for one another in our community would be authentic and deep. We can be peacemakers in this city to build bridges and not create walls. People can come to our parish to find refuge from struggles, from violence, from brokenness, and find a home for those who are alone and outcast. Our hospitality can be not just the people that greet us at the doors, but every single one of us welcoming the stranger and taking concern for one another. We can be missionary disciples who share this love and joy that we have to share because it burns within us. On a more personal note, for our children, so that our daughters and sons can see our community as a place that waters them, that helps them to grow, and that it is a more attractive and works in their lives than many of the alternatives that are out there available in the world. Dare we dream what the Holy Spirit can bring about in these small seeds planted in our lives if our hearts are open? In the coming months, we need to pray and meditate on this call and vision as a parish of St. Vincent, We need to be asking the Holy Spirit to take these words on paper, these seeds, and grow them in our hearts, individually and as a community. We need to ask God to help us experience a faith that is alive and a love for one another in our community that distinguishes us from the rest of the world. We need to trust in the Lord and be open, and that He will bring this about. It is not just a dream. Jesus told us it is the kingdom of God now ready to burst forth in our lives and in our community.